You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Wow, Terminator 2 in 3D is a bad idea? By David Pierce. Having nearly run out of eye-rolling Avengers conjoinings and bastardized reboots, Hollywood execs have landed on an even lazier way to sell movie tickets: 3D re-releases of beloved classics. The latest victim of this desecration? Terminator 2 Judgment Day. 26 years since Arnold Schwarzenegger launched his motorcycle off a culvert wall and into our hearts, and the ultimate action flick is back in multiplexes, now promising three dimensions of taut Terminator flesh. But T2 won't be the good kind of 3D. That would require specialized cameras that didn't exist in the 90s, which James Cameron, of all people, should know since he had to invent them to make Avatar. Hasta la vista, integrity. Yeah, maybe he'll make that semi look like it's barreling right at you, ma'am. So shelling out bajillions bucks of tickets feels less like swallowing a T-1000 blade arm. But you can't just grab a Blu-ray, stretch it backward, and call it 3D. The film needs to be brightly lit, so you get enough contrast to give a scene depth. The camera needs to move subtly, and every frame should be packed with visual goodies. T2 has none of that. It's dark and sparse, and that's precisely why it's so intense, and why it'll suck in 3D. All Cameron can really do is spit-polish the original grimy glory until it looks like your ninth favorite Marvel flick. Here's a better idea. Do less. T2 is perfect just the way it was. The metal morphing effects still hold up, but a gleaming retouched version calibrated to the superficial tastes of whipper snapchatters? I'd rather get shot in the leg.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.